We're on the bottom of Chaf Amid Beis. A Maimer Shochiv Lei Bar Berei. A Maimer grandson died. Koro Eloi. So he tore Kriya for the grandson. In keeping with whoever you're Mishabel for, you're Mishabel with. So he tore Kriya for him. Osa Berei, Koro Ba'atei. So his son came, and he tore Kriya in front of a Maimer. Itkur the Miyush of Korah. When he saw his son tear Kriya, he realized that when he tore Kriya, he had been sitting down. Kom Korah Mu'umot. So he got up and tore again Mu'umot. Omer le Ravashi la Maimer, Kriya the Mu'umot Minolvin. How do you know that Kriya has to be done when you're standing? Tichsi, Vayokum Iyu, Vayikra es Mi'ilo. Right, that the Iyu got up and he tore his clothing in mourning over his children who had died. So Mar says, Elamayata of the Omad the Omar Lochofatsi Lakhta by Yibum, by Chalitza. It says that the person should stand and say that I don't want to take this woman. Hochinami, that he has to stand up, and if he doesn't stand up, you're not Yotze. Lohatanya, Ben Yoshe, Ben Ome, Ben Mute, Lachatchila, you're allowed to sit down by the Chalitza when you say this. Omarlei Hosom Loksi Vayamod. It doesn't say Vayamod. It says what's it called? Va'omad Va'omar. Here it says Vayamod is a Loshen Tzivui. See Rashi. Osa Brei Hoder Amemer Korah Biape Debrei. After his son came and Amemer what's it called? His son came. No, so Amemer tore again in the Rashi learns. A Maimer tore again in the front, in the presence of his son, because the Chatchila, we said that you only have to be Misabel in the presence of the person who's Misabel. So the Kriya also has to be in their presence. So first he thought to tear Kriya by himself. Then he realized he should tear Kriya only in presence of his son. And then he realized that he did it sitting down, so he tore a third time. That's what Rashi learns. Kom Kara Pam Shlishis. Third time he tore standing up in presence of his son. Okay. Hosom Loksi Vayamod Vayomar, Viyamod Vayomar, which would be a Loshen Tzivui, just says Vayomar, Hachaksi Vayokam Vayikra. Here it says Vayokam Vayikra, so here we learn that he Bedafka got up. Omar Rami Barchoma, Menayin Likriya Shehima Umid, and Zamachlokas Rishonim, right in the Ramban, whether this is ma'akev or not. Is the Gemara just bringing a raya that l'chatchila you should stand up, but b'di'evet if you tore Kriya sitting down, you're yotze? Or even b'di'evet if you tore Kriya sitting down, you're not yotze, you have to tear again. From the ma'is of Amemer, it's mashma that you have to tear again. Omer Rami Bar Chama, menayin l'kriya shima umet. How do you know that Kriya has to be done standing up? Shenemer vayokum iu vayikra. Maybe Iyuv had such sorrow, so many children died, or whatever, he did something extra to stand up, but you don't really have to. Right? It says over there that he also not covered his head. Vayogas Isrosho means he tore out his hair, right? From the extra tsar, he tore out his hair. So the Ovel has to tear out his hair? Obviously not. So he did something extra because of his tsar. So here also, he stood up. That was extra. It wasn't something everybody has to do. Ela mihocha. Enochinam. You learn from a different pasuk. Vayokom ha-melech vayikra es bigodav. Right? The melech got up, and in Shmuel, by David, and he tore his bigodav. V'dilma milsi yaser sovid. Maybe he also did something extra. De'ilo teima hochi vayishkavartza says that he sat on the floor. Hachinami, right? That everybody has to sit on the floor. But Tanya Yoshev Agabi Mita Agabi Kise Agabi Udaini Agabi Karka Mikulam Lo Yotzi Dechovaso. If you're not kofa your mita, but you sit on a bed, or you sit on a chair, or you sit on a place with a mill, you're not Yotzi. You have to either turn over the bed, or the chiyuv over here is not only have to turn over the bed, you have to sit on the overturned bed. V'omer Rav Yochanan, shelo kiyam kthiyas hamita, not yotze kthiyas hamita, just by sitting on the ground. Omerle ke'ein arza. Right, it doesn't mean over there that Imam is sat on the ground. It means he turned over the bed and he sat on it as if he would be sitting on the ground. But that wasn't something extra. Since we don't see that David HaMelech did something extra, so the fact that he stood up for the Kriya was what's normal to do. Rashi. Ke'ein udaini machteshes gedola. Big, what's it called, a mill. Mikulam, or a millstone, or a mortar, pestle, whatever that they sat on. Okay, mikulam amru afilu yoshin agabi karkol yoshin. If you sleep on the ground, achi yichta mitosu v'yeshvela. You have to turn over the bed and sit on it. Ke'ein arza kolomer shekofa mitosu v'yeshvela. Anechanami. When it means over there arza, it doesn't mean he sat on the ground. It means he turned over the bed and sat on that. La'olam kriya mu'umad. And memele, he didn't do anything extra, and therefore if he tore standing up, is also not extra. That's what you're supposed to do. So we know from here that kriya has to be at least the chatchila standing up. Tana Rabbanan, Elu Dvarim Sha'ovel Osir Bohen. These are the things that an Ovel is not allowed to do. It doesn't mention all of them, and Tosus has a discussion why some are mentioned, some are not mentioned. Osir B'malacha, he's not allowed to work. Uva Rechitza, he's not allowed to wash. Uva Sicha, he's not allowed to put on ointments. Uva Tash Mishamita, he's not allowed to live with his wife. Uva Ne'ila Sasandal, he's not allowed to wear shoes. Uva Osir Likros B'Torah, Uva Nevi'im, Uva Ksuvim. He's not allowed to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, L'shanas, V'mishim, Medrash, Halachas, V'ashas. Not Torah, Shemichsav, not Torah, Shebal Peh, V'agodas. Im hoyu Rabim, Tzrichim lo, Eino nimna. But if Rabim are Tzrichim lo, Rabim Tzrichim lo, Pashas means that people need him to paskin shilas for them. So they can't, he has to learn, or at least say Divrei Torah, in order to paskin shilas for people. Or he's a teacher, and he's a Malamit Tinokos. And there's nobody else to teach the children, then during his shiva he's allowed to teach. Because Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Umaisa Umais Benos Rabbi Yossi B'Tzipuri. Right? The son of Rabbi Yossi died in Tzipori. V'nichlus L'Beis HaMedrash V'Dorash Kol HaYom Kulo. And he came to the Beis HaMedrash and he was Rabim Tzrichim Lo. There was nobody else to give the shir. So he had to give the shir. Nobody could take his place. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Isra Be Milsa. Right? Rabba Bar Chana was an awful. Sover de lo lemefik lepirka. He thought he wouldn't go to the Beis Medrash during his Avelis. Omer le Rabbi Chaninim, hoyu Rabin Shrichim lo eno nimna. If Rabin Shriuri, Rabin Shrichim lo, people need you. Right? If you don't, if they come to the Beis Medrash, people are going to have shilas, not going to be answered or whatever. Sover lo ukmi amora le. So he said, if that's the case, then I'll give my regular shir and have an amora, a maturgaman, who gives the shir, the Rosh Hashiva, whispered to the Maturgaman, and the Maturgaman gave the shiur publicly. So I'll do that too. Omerle Rav, Tanya, Bavach lo yamid Turgaman. That much not. You don't have a Maturgaman, right? Rabim Shrichim lo, so you give the shiur yourself, you don't give it through a Maturgaman. The Elohechi of it, so what should I do? I can't give the shiur myself, he wasn't able to speak loud enough. Kihoda Tanya, Maisu, Mais Benosher, Behuda, Brebeloi, Benichnos Lebe Samedrish, Benichnos Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya, the Yosha B'tzido, Rabbi Chanan Yerakavi sat next to him. The Loch Hashulu Rabbi Chanan Yerakavi, he whispered the shiur to Rabbi Chanan Yerakavi, and Rabbi Chanan Yerakavi, the Turgaman. And the Rabbi Chanan Yerakavi, he whispered it to the Maturgaman, and the Maturgaman then said it publicly. The Turgaman Yishmiel Rabbi, Rashi. So he didn't give it over to the Maturgaman directly. Since the Rabban Shem told Yecheskel, keep quiet, meaning don't learn. Right? Lechora it says that Ovel Chayiv in all the mitzvahs except for Tzvilin. So Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. It means all other mitzvahs besides Talmud Torah. V'hani isbu simcha. Talmud Torah has simcha, and therefore he is Osir b'Talmud Torah. The Shaila, whether an Ovel is chayiv in Talmud Torah, just he has to learn the things that you're allowed to learn. Well, there's bichlal no chiyuv for him to learn. There's also another machlokus, whether he's allowed to learn. On Tisha B'Av it says b'feirish, that there you're allowed to learn dvorim haroyim, right? Things from Yirmiyah and Iyuv or whatever. By an oval, it never says that openly. Some say it has the same din as Tisha B'Av. You can learn things that are dvorim haroyim. In other words, no, regular oval is not allowed to learn anything, even dvorim haroyim. The halacha is that an oval is allowed to learn whatever you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn when you're an oval. Rabim Shrichim Leila Drasha. People need him to give over the shir. Sover la'okmi amora alei turgaman. So he thought, okay, I have to give the shir. I'll give it through him a turgaman. Okay. Tana rabbanan. Avel gimel yomim harishonim asur laniach tefillin. The first 3 days after the kvura, the first 3 days of shiva, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Mishlishi ve'elech u'shlishi v'chlal mutter. But the third day, including the third day, you can put on tefillin. So after the third day starts, mitzvah say yom kikulo, it's counted like you have 3 days, and you don't put on tefillin until the third day of shiva. We don't hold like this, but that's what the Gemara says now. So the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin. The imbol panim chadoshes, if new people come that weren't there by the kvura, and they weren't yet by the shiva, right? Eino choletz. You don't have to take off the tefillin even after the third day. Divrei Rav Elazar. Because even though they don't know that you, what's it called, it's the third day, still you don't have to take off the tefillin in their face. Rashi. Ushlishi bichlau mutar laniach tefillin. The ikar avelus ein el beizyom. The ikar avelus the first 2 days. The imbol chadoshes biyom gimel. Afilu hachi ein el cholitz tefillin. Even if new people came that weren't by the kvura, not weren't at the shiva yet, you don't have to take off the tefillin in their presence. Afagav the ikal amechash dilma amrei b'shnei yomim rishonin amir tefillin. Even though they may think they didn't know what happened the first 2 days, and they'll say that, oh, this guy's wearing tefillin now early in the morning on the third day. Mishlami put him on the last 2 days too. We're not afraid of that. And you don't put on tefillin the first 2 days. The third day you can put it on, even if people are there who didn't see you not put on the tefillin the first 2 days. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, back in the Gemara, Ovil Beis Yom Rishon Masalich Tefillin. First 2 days, not allowed to put on tefillin. Visheni Bichlal Mutar Lenich Tefillin. But from the second day on, since Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, immediately after the second day starts, you're allowed to put on tefillin. So it's really only the first day you're not allowed to put on tefillin, and the second day, right after Netzach HaChama, you're allowed to put on tefillin. That's how some hold you can put on tefillin right away, even before Netzach HaChama.
The first day.
The Kfura. The Imbol Chadoshes Cholitz. However, if somebody new comes that wasn't there the first day, then and you're wearing tefillin on the second day, you have to take it off in his presence. Because that way he'll know, since you're taking it off, that you didn't wear it the day before either. But if you wear it regular on the second day in front of somebody who doesn't know, we're afraid that he'll think that you wore him the first day too. Omer of Masna, my time of the Rav Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rav Elazar that 2 days of Avelis is the Iker, and the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin, but the third day you can? So you see the Yimei B'chi Evel, the Iker is 2 days, minimum 2 days. Omer of Ina, my time is Rav Yeshua, that only 1 day. Your end will be like a bitter day. Mashal, the Avelis is 1 day. Rabbi Yeshua nomi oksi v'yitamu yimei. Rabbi Yeshua says that pasuk also, 2 days, yimei, minimum 2 days. Amar lecha shani Moshe the takif avli. Yenichanu v'Moshe Rabbeinu, 2 days was avelis. The ikar, the third.